Very good morning, Brad Davidson.
Yeah, morning guys. How are we?
Going very well. Seven slots already locked in for the Kosciuszko.
Yeah, when we spoke yesterday, there was only the one, of course, the Monstar, but everything happened yesterday afternoon. The Monstar don't give a damn. Kopi Luwak, after all that, Victorum, Suncraze and Kid, I think now all locked in for the big race. Of course, a pretty good story around Kid. I think yesterday the William Farrar Hotel, their punters club, have got the slot with him. So I think there's about 400 people involved in that punters club, and no doubt there'll be a big party afterwards. You'd have to think if Care to Think was able to win the Kosciuszko.
Massive.
That would be good.
That's what it's about, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure.
All these people involved, yeah. High fives after the race.
Yeah.
That'd be wonderful.
You know what? If we don't, I'm sure we'll have some cameras down there to watch that as well. It'll be like Greg Norman going around at Augusta.
Exactly right, I think there's a few punters clubs involved and that around the place.
Good idea.
I think it is, isn't it? It's a great idea. So,
Well, when we were down there in Wagga,
we could have joined.
We could have joined, but we didn't. And Barney was telling us about the punters club, and it's a massive punters club, and how people were involved, and they were going to buy a certain amount of tickets, and they've done that, and they've grabbed the slot and been able to do a deal with Care to Think. So that's good on them, and they've got the favourite, but it'll be a difficult race. It just won't be a race that Care to Think will have sewn up. You know, there'll be plenty of pressure on.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, we saw, we saw after all that on the weekend, didn't we? Run right alongside Brave Smash, who's in an Everest. So there's plenty of competition there. Care to Think the deserving favourite at the moment off that Group 1 form in Brisbane, but he's still got to come back and trial well, and then obviously first up into the big race.
Yeah.
In Her Time has been cleared to return to racing?
Yeah, basically, obviously they had those swabs taken at Ben Smith Stables last week, and we saw that Eldorado Dreaming was scratched from the T Rose. They're waiting on that second sample to come back after that first sample produced an irregularity. But In Her Time's swabs are all clear there. So looking forward to seeing where she heads next, and of course, pushes her claims for the Everest when she does return.
No doubt about that. And Eldorado Dreaming, yeah, we all saw that barrier trial. We don't know whether she's going to be able to trial again tomorrow up there in Newcastle. She's got to be cleared of any sort of irregularity.
Yeah, we'll wait and see if those tests come through or that second sample comes through in time for that. You'd think, time hopefully be able to line up in that trial session, but whether Eldorado Dreaming does or not, we'll wait and see how that plays out.
Did you keep up? I only saw a few of the barrier trials yet, the official two-year-old barrier trials yesterday morning. Obviously, some expensive flesh stepping out.
Yeah, it was. I've got to go back and review the whole
14
of those trials. But there's always a host of terrific horses out of that, and even not only the winners. Some horses that finish six or seven lengths back have gone on to win Group ones, and it's just those that are ready to rock and roll at this early time of the year. So I'll go back and review that. But one on Sunday at Taree Victorum. He's in that Kosciuszko, of course, and gee, couldn't have trialled much better. We haven't seen him since he ran second in that Hawkesbury Guinea to Sambro back a little while ago now. But he just absolutely cruised to the line under a double hold there, and we're winning his trial, and looks to have come back super as well, adding just another dimension to that Kosciuszko race.
Yeah, and Victorum hasn't been locked in yet, though. Has he?
Yeah, he's one that's been locked in.
Oh, already, no, he has. Yeah. I just had
so if you go to the website now, if you go to that pre-post market, you can see they've got a queue next to them, as in qualified.
Qualified,
so the top five, one, two, three, four, five. Top five are qualified there.
Right. The Golden Rose Barrier draw this morning.
Yeah, final field and barrier draw this morning, I believe, between 9 and 10 a.m. So I guess the big news out of that, we're sort of waiting to see whether the autumn sun lines up. Just having a look at that release from Chris Waller last week. He did say after his gallop this morning they were going to make a decision whether he heads to the Caulfield Guineas prelude or whether he heads to the Golden Rose. So I guess proof will be in the pudding whether he's in that final field this morning. But at this stage, Graff remains the $4 favourite ahead of the autumn sun at $5. And you've got Lee Mean Machine and Zusain right in the market as well. And I think at this stage, you'd expect Zusain to be there. There was an update from Chris Waller on him a few days ago on his social media page saying that they were happy with the blood test at this stage. They were able to gallop him, and at this stage, all systems go. So another one, we'll wait to see whether Zustain's in that final field for what's going to be a cracking edition of the Golden Rose this weekend at Rose Hill.
Yeah, it certainly will be. Before you go, Kembla Grange today.
Yeah, race four, number two, Still the Deal, I thought was the best there. I've loved his two runs this preparation. A few form experts coming up with his horse as well. A couple of touch bases said they really like it too. So hopefully we're all on the same page. Just draws a gate to be able to sit a bit closer. And if you can do that, I think it'd be hard to hold out at around that $3.50.
Good on you, Brad. Good luck with that too. Race four, number two, Steal the Deal at $3.50. Race four, number two today at Kembla Grange for Brad Davidson. Race four, number two, Steal the Deal at $3.50.